This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted to pass the Anti-Asian Hate Crimes Bill today. Bennett says with the rise of intimidation and hate crimes across the country, it was a moment to stand with Asian and Pacific Islander communities.
It sends a message that we're not going to tolerate this kind of hate with respect to anybody, and that we all are equal under the laws of the United States of America.
The bill makes it easier to investigate hate crimes against Asian Americans and sets up a voluntary database of such crimes. The bill now heads to the House. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley was the lone no in the 94-1 vote. A Commerce City nonprofit will get a portion of pollution penalties from Suncor Energy, which operates Colorado's only oil and gas refinery. The Denver area group plans to build an independent air monitoring network. The money is part of a $9 million settlement by Suncor for violating air pollution rules. A quarter of the money is for community projects. Suncor is one of CPR's financial sponsors. Bus drivers in the Roaring Fork Valley want hazard pay for working through the pandemic. The union says its members have been exposed to dangerous situations for the past year. The Aspen Times reports transit officials are reluctant to grant raises, but are encouraging drivers to get vaccinated. RTD in Metro Denver has not provided hazard pay for its workers. You're listening to CPR News.